Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Time now for the watch list, our look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman and movies editor for the RTE Guide, Michael Doherty. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Cheers, Brendan.
We start with TV. Michael, Adolescence on Netflix is out next Thursday. This sounds like one of those programmes everyone will be talking about.
It will be. This is pure water cooler. It's a big juicy four-part. It's co-written actually by Stephen Graham himself, and he's one of the leads obviously, and Jack Thorne. And it's a cracking story. Just ask the question, what would you do if your 13-year-old was accused of murdering one of his classmates? That's the opening premise. And it follows that story through the eyes of this boy's therapist, his teacher and his parents. And each episode is shot as a oner, as a one shot. So it's that, okay. It's really suspense.
So a bit like he did that thing about the chef.
Body Point. Cinema approach.
Yeah.
And it was actually,
which was brilliant.
Which is really good. And this is actually Graham's, his own production company. And he wanted to use that again. He wanted to find a story that would have that natural tension. And boy, did he find it in this. So a really strong cast. In addition to himself, you have Ashley Walters, you have Aaron Doherty and young Owen Cooper. But each episode is standalone. And each episode, like I say, one shot, one track, and they were given like a couple of weeks to rehearse. So it's like, it's almost like a play.
So they workshopped it
and they, you know, it became, so he also chose theatre actors. That's why Aaron Doherty's in there, because she's a tremendous stage actor.
Okay.
So very, very powerful stuff.
Great. Yeah, he's really turning into a kind of a bit of a national treasure, isn't
he? I think he is. I mean, not only as an actor, but like he's producing, he's writing, and he will soon get behind the camera. So like he's got it all streaming.
Okay, so that's Adolescence on Netflix on Thursday. That sounds highly recommended. Zara, let's stay with the darker side of things. Tell me about Fear, which is out now on Prime Video.
Yeah, so this is a three-part psychological thriller that really reminded me of, on Netflix a couple of years ago, The Watcher with Bobby Cannavale. And,
Yeah.
So more Love Bad that. Neighbours. Yeah. So here we have Line of Duty's Martin Compston as Martin Berwick, who moves into a very massive house in Glasgow with his wife, Rebecca, played by Anjali Mohindra, and their two young children. Now, firstly, I saw the house and it's huge for a young family. It's far too much space than they need. And then there's a basement flat and there's a young man called Jan living there, who's very shy, very introverted. We learn he works in like crypto and NFTs. And quite quickly, like, he's bringing the family food to help them settle in, but there's something kind of a little unsettling about him. Martin doesn't take to him, and then Jan makes a very kind of inappropriate comment to Rebecca. This is all within the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
And from there, things go, like, escalate ridiculously, and it's really dark. Like, there's, like, for a trigger warning, there's like child abuse is a huge theme in this throughout the episodes. There's also a side plot where Martin's dad, he has a fractious relationship with him. He's gun obsessed. That comes into it. They're 50 minutes long. Now, this is kind of one of those, this could have been an email. Like, there's not a lot happens in this show.
Okay.
There's tension building quite a lot. None of the characters are very likable. And yet, I did sit and watch all three episodes. They're 50 minutes long in one sitting because I was interested into where it went.
All right. I think that says it all. So, yeah.
It's worth the watch. Well acted, well produced.
Okay, Fear on Prime Video. Michael, Dope Thief is on Apple TV from Thursday. Things on Apple TV, I find, they tend to be really excellent or they're duds. Which is this?
I think this is probably, it's probably closer to the excellent in the sense that it's a really good story. It's a story about two sort of small-time criminals who break into this lavish house, pretending to be DEA agents. You know, they have all the gear on it. They think we'll break in, and if we're caught, we're doing it because we're, you know, we'll be smart. We'll tell them that we're actually breaking down the door for some, you know, genuine reason. And what they've done by accident is they've broken into the big wig, the local crime lord. So they're now, these guys have a target on their backs and they're in trouble, and they've sort of landed themselves in serious, you know, toil. So it's that sort of really strong story. Wagner Moura is one of the actors, and Brian Tyree Adams is the other guy. So very strong cast, one of those high concept dramas. it, yeah, it's one of those, it'll keep you engaged when you get to, you know, will I watch the second episode? Or will I go to bed? Ah, I'll watch the second episode. Will I watch the third? Okay, I'll watch the third. That sort of thing.
Okay.
Which is always dangerous, but always, always a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's definitely a strong drama.
Okay. Dope Thief, Apple TV from Thursday. Zara, let's lighten things up a bit. So, Married at First Sight Australia is back for its 12th season on Channel 4. I think people can catch up with the action so far on the Channel 4 website. Are you a fan?
No, you're in trouble, Brendan, because I had purposely avoided this show.
Okay.
And I watched it for the purposes of this segment because I knew I would love it, because I love Love is Blind. And this is Love is Blind, but without the time wasting of the dates in the pods. This is straight in meeting at the altar. I had heard that this season was particularly interesting and explosive. One woman, when we meet her, she describes her ideal man as a cross between David Beckham and someone doing 20 to life in prison. We meet someone who says, who after getting married, he's not happy with his wife because he realises she's over 30 and that she has a career. He wanted someone under 30 and has no interest in a career. It's just absolutely wild. The drama from the very get-go is just explosive, and I'm afraid I'm hooked. I'm
okay.
going to be watching all 28 episodes.
Are you going to have to go back, yeah?
Yeah, and it's all because of you. All because of you.
Okay, Married at First Sight Australia, and that is on Channel 4. So be warned.
Be warned.
You could get sucked in.
Yeah.
Michael, I saw a headline that said the actor Michael Sheen was giving away £1 million, and I thought, oh, good on him. And now I find it was for a TV show.
It's for a TV show, but still, you have to slap on the back. It's a tremendous thing. It's what he has done is he found out that, as people know, he's from Port Talbot, a small village in Wales, which also was the home of Richard Burton. And, you know, I mean, it's obviously a hotbed of culture, but it once was a hotbed of industry, and now the industry is crashing. So Michael Sheen was going back and talking to a lot of people and finding out that a lot of these small people, ordinary people, are in credit card debt and they just can't afford to pay back because of the level of interest. They've no chance of paying back the debt. So he was just finding out what happens to this debt. And he realised that the debt is being bought by debt acquisition companies. And because if a debt is going to be written off, it's sold on for a smaller price each time, because there's no chance of that this is ever going to be paid off. So what he did was, he said, OK, if I spend 100,000 of my own money and set myself up as a debt acquisition company person, I can buy, as it turns out, £1 million worth of people's debts in the area in South Wales and write it off. Now and that's what he did, and it's a really remarkable thing to do. And he actually said, I don't want to know who the people are. In fact, they don't even know. He actually said people need to check your account. You know, your account might be paid off without you even realizing it.
Okay.
So this is what he's trying to. He's showing that how awful the whole credit crunch thing is, that these big companies and banks and whatever are just charging these exorbitant rates, and it's the ordinary people who are being crushed. And
I take back my cynicism.
Yeah, so absolutely. So
Michael Sheen's.
We'll shake his hand when we next see him.
Secret £1 million giveaway. That's Channel 4 tomorrow night at 9. And Zara, just one last TV bit quickly. Devil in the Family, the fall of Ruby Frankie. This was big news in my gaff when this happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so I didn't know anything about the momfluencer kind of sphere. So this documentary for me was quite eye-opening. All about Ruby Frankie, who initially had the 8 Passengers YouTube site, was showing all of her family, her 6 children and their lives in Utah, which took a real downturn. I think it was around 2020 when there was a video about her eldest son who had been punished by having his bedroom taken away for 7 months, like absolutely horrendous stuff. And from there, the family got cancelled essentially online. And her comeback was with Jodie Hildebrand, who was a therapist, ran these life coach things called Connections Classroom. And they become quite intertwined. And the level of how they become so dependent on each other to then the spiraling of the child abuse that happened.
And have they good footage of it all?
Oh, Brendan,
everything.
It's horrendous. So they have like lots of outtakes from Ruby Frankie's YouTube where she's giving out to her children. And then in the final episode, we have a lot of the like chest cam footage from the police officers who came to Jodie Hildebrand's home when there was the call for the child abuse. And we see like a room that was purpose built for the abuse. It's really, really harrowing, but very interesting.
Harrowing, right. Yeah. Okay. Devil in the Family, the fall of Ruby Frankie. And that's out now on Disney+. We do a little bit of cinema. Michael, you want to recommend On Falling, which is in selected cinemas now.
Yeah, this was it was the best film I saw at the recent Dublin Film Festival, but it's also the best film I've seen so far in 2025.
Really?
Fabulous film, especially if you're an admirer of Ken Loach. First time writer-director, a Portuguese filmmaker called Laura Carreira. And it's a story of a Portuguese migrant who's working in a real dehumanising job in a warehouse. Like, it's a savage indictment on the gig economy set in Edinburgh. And she has this horrible job where she's zapping just products and from day to day. It's soulless. She hasn't got enough money to live properly. And she's alienated from her own community because nobody has time. They're working around the clock. And so it's just following her story and just trying to live. And it's painful to watch. But it reminded me, before I even knew that, I saw 10 minutes and I thought Ken Loach. And then I realised at the end that it was produced by Ken Loach's company. And I can understand why. Because it's a movie that makes you think, that makes you angry, and that's just beautifully directed, beautifully written, and wonderfully portrayed by everybody.
Okay, that's
heartily recommended.
Okay, On Falling in selected cinemas now. Zara, let's end on a lighter note. One of Them Days is in cinemas now. So Cissé is an actress now as well.
Yeah, this is her acting debut.
And so these things can go either way as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and she's actually quite decent. And I think the thing that brings out her charm in this is that she's acting alongside Kiki Palmer, who she's good friends with. The script is also quite decent. Like, I was worried that this was going to be very like Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina last year, because it has a similar kind of buddy comedy aspect where the two of them, their characters are looking to try and make money. So basically, Cissé's character, Alicia, has given their rent to her deadbeat boyfriend who's gone off with it. So they have to make up their rent by 6 o'clock or else they're going to get evicted.
Okay.
Anyone who watched the HBO show Insecure, which was co-produced by Issa Rae, will probably really like this because it was written by Sarita Singleton, who wrote for the show. And just the performances across are really good.
Is this a light-hearted kind of caper thing? Like, it's not Ken Loach-style gritty reality?
No, they are very kind of adamant that, like, they're two young black women who are living paycheck to paycheck, and they really are at a point in their life where they want to take a big step in their career and make a real promising life for themselves. So in that way, there are kind of serious themes to it, but it's very cartoonish and like outlandish, some of the things that they get themselves into. But I found myself kind of really engaged by this.
Did you laugh?
I actually did. Quite a lot, yeah. So it was good.
Okay. One of Them Days in cinemas now. Okay, that's all we have time for with that. Zara Hederman and Michael Doherty, thank you both so much for your recommendations. And indeed, that's it for today's show. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.